journey to the cross, and then to the tomb, is a concrete illustration of God's love for humankind. Out of love for every single person, Jesus left God the Father and emptied himself by coming to live among us. Each of us is the beloved child of God, and nowhere is that more evident than in the painfully brutal journey that Jesus took to the cross. We come face to face with Christ and those who suffer. We will experience a station of the cross each day. Let us begin our journey now with our guide on the way to the cross, Spirit and Father, Pat Fitzpatrick.
Jesus, God with us, was once a condemned criminal who stumbled, fell, got up again, and kept going to the bitter end. Jesus knew what it was to suffer. "This is the cup the Father has given me," he had said. "Shall I not drink it?" God suffered in Jesus. God continues to suffer in millions of people. We come face to face with Christ in those who suffer. Today, we follow in Jesus' footsteps from Pilate's palace to Calvary. We mark ourselves with the sign of the cross and walk the way of the cross.
First station, Jesus is sentenced to death. Jesus came out wearing a crown of thorns and a purple robe. Pilate said to the crowd, "Here is the man." They cried out, "Away with him, away with him, crucify him." Then Pilate handed him over to be crucified.
We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
The religious leaders sought the death penalty for Jesus. He was more than they could take. But the death penalty was not theirs to carry out. So they brought him to Pilate. "I will have him flogged and let him go," said that crowd pleaser. "You're no friend of Caesar if you let him go," they replied. "Crucify him, crucify him," said the crowd. They had their way. Pilate released Barabbas and sentenced Jesus to death. Mob justice. The guilty are let off. The innocent are convicted. "This is the cup the Father has given me. Shall I not drink it?"